Hey there, digital detox warriors. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your mind in this crazy tech-driven world. Ever feel like your thoughts are on a constant hamster wheel? Spinning, spinning, never quite getting anywhere? You know that feeling when you can't seem to shake off those nagging worries or negative self-talk? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the power of negative thinking and how to kick it to the curb for good. Listen, I get it. We all have those days. Maybe even those weeks, where negativity seems like it's got a permanent grip on our minds. It's like this invisible force that whispers doubts in our ears and paints the world in shades of gray. But here's the thing, we don't have to be prisoners to our own thoughts. We can learn to recognize those negative patterns, challenge them head-on, and rewire our brains for positivity. It's all about taking back control of your inner narrative. So, what are some key takeaways that can help you break free from the shackles of negativity? First off, awareness is everything. Start paying attention to your thought patterns. When those negative voices creep in, what triggers them? Is it a specific situation, a certain person, or even just an empty feeling? Identifying these triggers is the first step to breaking their hold. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. You know that inner critic who's always pointing out your flaws and predicting doom and gloom? Well, it's time to give that voice a reality check. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, our negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions or exaggerations. Instead of getting stuck in a spiral of negativity, focus on reframing those thoughts. Turn, I can't do this, into, this is challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes, reframe them as valuable lessons. Remember, every experience, even the negative ones, has something to teach us. Another powerful tool is gratitude. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective and helps to counteract negativity. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A sunny morning, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. It makes a world of difference. Now, let's talk about self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is crucial for managing negativity. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Think about it like this. If your mind were a garden, negativity would be like weeds taking over. You need to tend to that garden, pull out the weeds, and plant seeds of positivity. That's where self-care comes in. It's like giving your mind the water, sunlight, and nutrients it needs to thrive. Ever feel stuck in a rut? Like you're just going through the motions day after day? I know I have. A few years ago, I was feeling completely drained and unmotivated. My work felt meaningless, my relationships were suffering, and I couldn't seem to shake this overwhelming sense of negativity. Then, one day, it hit me. I needed a change. I started small, taking walks in nature, practicing mindfulness meditation, and focusing on the things that truly mattered to me. It wasn't easy at first. There were still days when negativity crept back in, but I learned to recognize those patterns and redirect my thoughts. The more I practiced these positive habits, the more I felt a shift within myself. My energy levels soared, my relationships improved, and I rediscovered a sense of purpose and passion that had been missing for so long. It wasn't about eliminating negativity entirely, it was about finding a balance and cultivating a mindset of resilience and optimism. So, what are the key takeaways we can walk away with today? First, be aware of your negative thought patterns. Second, challenge those thoughts and reframe them in a more positive light. Third, practice gratitude for the good things in your life. Fourth, prioritize self-care and invest in your well-being. And lastly, remember that change takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Now go out there, reclaim your mind, and spread some positivity. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let's create a world where negativity doesn't stand a chance. Until next time, stay mindful, stay positive, and keep detoxing your digital life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.